Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, three men have been arrested and a significant hoard of dangerous weapons seized following a disturbance at a funeral in Strabane this morning. A man accused of the murder of Lira McKee has been granted bail today at Derry Magistrates Court. With more heavy rain forecast this weekend, there are calls on immediate action to be taken to address flooding issues in the Finn Valley. Business people in Donegal are said to be experiencing major difficulties as it relates to acquiring a fire safety certificate. And the North Finance Minister has pledged his support for Derry's £105 million city deal and inclusive future fund. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. But first in news, another man has been arrested following a disturbance at a funeral in Strabane this morning. Three men in total have now been arrested. They are aged 17, 22 and 32. There was a heavy police presence in the town and while no serious injuries have been reported, a significant number of dangerous weapons have been seized, including hatchets and Stanley knives. District Commander Chief Superintendent Emma Bond says they are aware of tensions between individuals who were in attendance at the funeral and is appealing to anyone with influence to help bring about a camera's solution to the current issues. It has also been confirmed that no shots were fired at the church on the Melmount Road, contrary to online suggestions. Local councillor Reuben Barr met with the PSNI earlier.
As far as I'm aware, there was just one man slightly injured, which is good in itself. But the situation seems to have quietened down now. Most of the pubs that were in lockdown last night have started open for business again.
And indeed, it's important to get the message out that this isn't a regular occurrence in the town and people shouldn't be deterred from visiting.
Not at all. You know, this was quite a substantial number of visitors to the town for a funeral. And we had a situation in Summerlis 2 or 3 years ago where two feuding families fell out at the funeral and caused quite a bit of disruption in the town. Now, concerns were raised last night when quite a few weapons were found, up to 20 axes and machetes were found, and then in the vicinity of the church today, more weapons were found, you know, so obviously that raises concerns in the town. One thing I would just like to mention here is that there was a lot of speculation that a shot was fired in the chapel this morning, but that definitely wasn't the case. It was actually a seat falling over that. Some people heard the bang and mistook it for a shot being fired, but I was 100% certain that was the case.
A man accused of the murder of Lira McKee has been granted bail today at Derry Magistrates Court. 52-year-old Paul McIntyre of Kinnegal Park, Derry, is also charged with possessing a weapon with intent to endanger life and professing to be or being a member of a proscribed organisation. The 29-year-old journalist was shot dead by the new IRA on April the 18th, 2019, as she observed rioting in the Craigan area of Derry. Paul McIntyre is to appear again on March the 26th. Over 80,000 people in more than 40 countries have now been infected with COVID-19. The World Health Organization is warning countries that it would be a fatal mistake to assume it won't get any cases. Casey O'Riordan reports.
Head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, is urging countries to ask themselves if they're really ready to handle an outbreak of COVID-19.
Are we ready for the first case? What will we do when it arrives? Do we have an isolation unit ready to go?
Here at home, the HSE is assuring the public that it is prepared. CEO Paul Reid says they began buying supplies weeks ago.
700,000 gowns purchased, 4 million gloves, 1.7 million masks, 1.5 million surgical masks, and 400,000 gloves and face shield protections.
The public has been questioning whether they should start wearing masks like is seen in other countries, even where there's no confirmed cases. But public health expert Sarah Doyle says there's no need unless you're unwell.
Not likely to be effective for sort of people in the general community wearing masks, particularly at the moment in Ireland where we don't have any evidence of sustained community transmission.
In the last 24 hours, 7 countries reported their first cases. Today, our nearest neighbours, the UK, confirmed 2 new cases, originating from Italy and Tenerife.
Met Éireann could issue further weather warnings ahead of the arrival of Storm Jorge this weekend. An orange wind warning has been issued for 7 counties along the west coast, including Donegal, from Saturday morning with gusts of up to 130 kilometres per hour. A yellow warning has been issued for the entire country. However, Met Éireann is not ruling out extending the warnings. Forecaster Joanna Donnelly says we can expect some rain also.
Between now and midday Sunday, I think in around the Midlands we were looking at up to 25 millimetres, but that's spread over the whole of the weekend, both Friday, Saturday and Sunday's any precipitation coming through. That is not going to be constant rain, so it'll be periods of rain and showers and dry spells in between.
And with more heavy rain forecast for this weekend, there are calls on immediate action to be taken to address flooding issues in the Finn Valley. Land in the area is said to be saturated for weeks now, with the main Lifford to Stranorla road of particular concern as a significant amount of water is gathering along the ridge. Local councillor Gary Doherty says it's posing a serious health and safety risk to motorists. He says there's an onus in both Donegal County Council and the TII to address these issues in tandem with planned mitigation works for the area.
I don't think there's any point in fighting so hard to get the flood mitigation money that's going to hopefully protect our towns from flooding, but then letting the main roads into these towns go, and where you have serious accumulations of water, which, you know, it's a serious, serious hazard for motorists using these roads. I've witnessed it myself over the last number of weekends, where drivers are driving along, and all of a sudden you're met with these huge pools of water in the middle of the road, and you're having to swerve out onto the other side of the road into oncoming traffic to avoid the large pool of water. And I think remedial work needs to be done, and the council and the TAI need to be working in conjunction with each other in order to create drains to get this water away from the road before something serious happens.
And while I'm sure a lot of locals are aware of the current state of the road and the water gathering there, a lot of people who aren't familiar with the area use that road too. It just takes one, I suppose, you know, person to make a wrong turn kind of thing.
Well, look, locals would be aware that there does be pools of water at various stages along this road, but you know, the exact point you made is correct. This is a national primary road. We have people using this road from everywhere across the country, and it's not just locals, obviously, that are using the road. So, you know, in my view, it's only a matter of time before a serious accident occurs on this road, and there are various different points, you know, between Lifford and Castlefin, between Castlefin and Liscooley, between Killigordon and Stranorla. There are instances where there are large pools of water lying on this road, and I think we need to take action immediately.
Fianna Fáil says it's willing to look at all options, including a rent freeze during government formation talks. Housing has been among the issues it's discussed with the Green Party over the last few days. Fianna Fáil says its position that a rent freeze would be unconstitutional hasn't changed. But housing spokesperson Dara O'Brien says they'll listen to what other parties have to say.
As part of that discussion, a rent freeze was mentioned. There was no further discussion on it with regard to any changes. We said we'd share our legal advice, which we had, which we will do. And we're willing to look at all options with other parties to help those who are stuck in rents.
Business people in Donegal are said to be experiencing major difficulties as it relates to acquiring a fire safety certificate. It's been claimed that current requirements for obtaining a certificate are too rigid, with some well-established businesses finding it virtually impossible to meet the standards. Councillor Kieran Brogan says the template which Donegal County Council is using to assess buildings needs to be reviewed in the interest of the local economy. He says it's fast becoming a major problem that needs to be addressed.
We'll be the first to say that we would be very, very clear in the message that everything needs to be fire safe, and I have no doubt that it is, because business people are very responsible. But I think there needs to be a wee bit of common sense here, and maybe work over a certain time frame as well. There has been some concern over the time frame involved in the turnaround of some fire certs as well, and I think that's something needs to be looked at. Hopefully now this is work in progress. This was the first meeting of our special policy committee on economic development, and hopefully now we can all work together to look at the weaknesses that we have in the system, but also the many strengths we have as well. And we all need to work together as a team, putting on the county jersey to ensure that we can work together to make sure that people who are employing people who are at the coalface of business.
How does the council's template compare with other templates used in other local authorities across the country? Is it a standalone thing, or can we take inspiration from other councils?
Seems to be the case in other counties. Don't seem to be, I suppose, using the rule book as much, and I think there seems to be more common sense in other counties. This seems to be something that really has only emerged over the last number of years in Donegal, and that's bringing a lot of concern from elected members and indeed many people in the business sector as well. So really what we're asking now is more of a common sense approach and how we can, as I say, try and address the weaknesses that we have in the system and trying to look at the huge economic benefits that we have from many, many businesses and businesses that have been around the county for a long, long time, providing employment in many areas.
The North's finance minister has pledged his support for Derry's £105 million city deal and inclusive future fund. Conor Murphy has confirmed that he supports match funding the city deal and the inclusive future fund and will be bringing it before the executive in the near future. Minister Murphy was responding to Foyle MLA Martina Anderson, who says the funding will be key in progressing a number of vital projects in the Northwest.
I was delighted with the Minister of Finance, Conor Murphy's response with regards to the funding. He said he wanted to take the opportunity to express his support for the match funding of both the city deal and the inclusive future fund. Both projects have to go to the executive for support, and he is showing and expressing his support for those. We know that in terms of Derry and Strabane, this is going to be welcome news, particularly when you consider the money that has been identified for the medical school and for the R&D projects that are going to the innovation projects at McGee. And the City Council is looking to move from its current location to Foyle Street, and that's going to be a regeneration hub with an educational quarter and then the town centre regeneration of Strabane. It still obviously has to go through the executive. It has to be supported by the executive. The city deal itself, all city deals are based on the premise that the funding provided by the British government will be matched by the default administrations. And that's up to the executive to agree to the concept and to match the funding. But the Inclusive Future Fund, that's a separate to the city deal, and that doesn't take the same assumption of match funding. So the decision to provide the match funding there is going to be in the hands of the executive. And he is shortly, as minister, Conor Murphy has confirmed that he is going to be taking both of these matters to the executive with his full support.
A new type of social partnership could tackle issues like housing and health. That's a message from former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern. He was responding to employers' body IBEX quarterly report, which called for social dialogue to deal with key issues facing the country. Bertie Ahern says he sees merit in the proposal.
The idea of having an understanding between employers, between farm leaders, between trade unions, between representing the private and the public sector, and maybe the community pillar, is a good thing, because people can trash out what the issues of the day are.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get everything you need for training and match days in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Fun Harps have confirmed the signing of Austrian forward Alexander Kogel. He signs for the club from Grazer AK in the Austrian second tier. He'll wear the number 30 shirt for the club this season. It was initially thought that he'd be suspended for tomorrow night's game against Cork City, but there was a correction made from the Austrian FA, and the SSE or Trusty League have confirmed that he has now served a suspension and he's been cleared to play for Fun Harps in a Premier Division fixture against Cork City tomorrow night if Ollie Horgan needs him. Elsewhere, Republic of Ireland defender Kieran Clark is out for the rest of the season due to an ankle injury. The Newcastle centre half sustained the injury in his club's 4-0 defeat at Arsenal earlier this month. It's believed Clark has suffered ankle ligament damage and he'll miss Ireland's Euro 2020 qualifier with Slovakia. On the pitch tonight, Manchester United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer admits the longer they're out of the Champions League, the more they'll suffer. It's after the club revealed a drop in profit and in revenue earlier this week. Speaking ahead of tonight's Europa League match at home to Bruges, which they're tied at 1-1, Solskjaer says it's important his side gets back into European football's top competition.
Both for the footballing reasons, but also financially, that will help the club, of course. And we've just got to focus on next game, this competition now, then it's a league on Sunday, then it's the FA Cup on Thursday, then it's a league again.
And Wolves, they take a 4-0 lead into the Europa League second leg away to Espanyol. Celtic and Copenhagen, they're locked at a goal apiece, going into their second leg at Parkhead. And Arsenal are at home to Olympiacos with a 1-0 first leg advantage. In ladies football, US-born striker Kira Caruso has been added to the Republic of Ireland squad for the Euro 2021 qualifiers with Greece and Montenegro. The 24-year-old qualifies for Ireland via her mother's grandparents and has received international clearance from FIFA. Caruso goes straight into Vera Paz squad for next month's qualifiers. In Gaelic games, Jareth Burns is hoping to be elected president of the GAA at the annual Congress on Friday night. The former Armagh footballer says he wants a good relationship between GAA stakeholders and the Gaelic Players Association.
My advice to the GPA was, you go out and you go to attend the next meeting of county chairs and you talk to them about the work that you do and explain to them the work that you do and try and get a situation where we're all working in partnership, because I don't agree with the politics of the bogeyman. That's populism. So you blame, you know, it's too easy to blame somebody and say, that person's to blame, that organisation's to blame, so if we get rid of them, eradicate them and all, that's populism. Life is far more complex than that and we all need to work in partnership.
Elsewhere, it's unknown if a €250,000 payment from the Mayo International Supporters Foundation has been made to the Mayo County Board. The foundation have opted to close following the latest dispute between Mayo's executive and the group's chairman, Tim O'Leary. The English businessman called for the sacking of a football manager, James Horan, in the wake of Mayo's defeat to Monaghan last weekend. Mayo County Board have since ceased contact with Mr. O'Leary. In rugby academy duo, Harry Byrne and Ryan Baird will start for Leinster tomorrow's Pro 14 meeting with Glasgow. That's at the RDS. Elsewhere, Joe Tomane, he comes back in at centre, while internationals Dave Kearney and Sean Cronin, they both start. In golf, it's the Honda Classic this week in the PGA Tour in Florida. Patrick Harrington's on the course. He's 2 over par through 12 holes. Shane Lowry's just about to tee off. Zach Johnson, Charles Schwartzel, Cameron Piercy and Tom Lewis, they're all joint leaders in the early stages on 3 under par. And in the European Tour this week, it's the Oman Open. Irish amateur James Sugrue, who's making a rare start in this event, he's at 1 over par after his first round. Leading the way is Italian Guido Migliosi. He shot a 66 for 6 under par. In horse racing, almost 1,000 horses have been entered for the 10 handicaps at the Cheltenham Festival. Nearly half are trained in Ireland and maximum fields for all the handicaps seems assured. BHA handicapper Martin Greenwood has led the team responsible for giving a weight to every horse.
Yeah, every year it's the same. Hundreds of entries, obviously lots of Irish entries, which are the ones that take more time because we've got to research all these Irish horses, obviously. But we split into two teams, Earls and Chase, and as usual we get through it, make sure it's done correctly, and obviously we reveal them this afternoon.
In darts, Limerick's Willie O'Connor faces defending champion Michael Van Gerwen at the PDC's Premier League Darts at Dublin's 3 Arena tonight. The 33-year-old quit his job as a carpenter last year to become a full-time professional. Elsewhere tonight, reigning world champion Peter Wright takes on Gerwen Price, and there's a meeting of former world darts champions Rob Cross and Gary Anderson. And in mixed martial arts, Ireland's Chris Fields says it's great to be back after announcing his return to mixed martial arts. The former middleweight champion will return to the Octagon at Cage Warriors 114 in Birmingham in April, with an opponent yet to be announced. The 37-year-old Dubliner, who has 12 wins from 21 bouts, hasn't fought since 2018. Finally, on the score this evening with Jeremy Doherty after the 7 o'clock news, there's athletics with Patsy McGonigal looking ahead to the National Indoor Championships. We're looking at the League of Ireland action, where Finn Harps are away to Cork. We'll hear from Ollie Horgan. We'll hear from Declan Devine as Derry City hosts Bohemians. There's North West of Ulster Cup action this weekend. Niall Callaghan joins Dermot. And in Gaelic games, the Donegal Monaghan game, the Donegal manager Declan Boner will be speaking to Dermot. The hurling action, Mickey McCann, Donegal manager, will also be on air. And in ladies minors, Greg Harkin will also be on the show. That's the score after the 7 o'clock news. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And finally in news, safety measures on the main street in Monaghan Cunningham could be a step closer after what's been described as a very positive meeting. A number of councillors, along with road engineers from Donegal County Council, met in the village yesterday and observed a number of motorists speeding through the main thoroughfare. The meeting was called after Councillor Donal Kelly raised the urgent need for traffic calming measures there at the latest sitting of the Letterkenny Municipal District. Councillor Kelly is confident that a number of options will now be explored by the engineers in a bid to curb the problem.
And when very well. We met there six councillors and two engineers from the council. And it's the first time, I think, this has happened, that they all met together. We're very concerned just with the health centre there and crash there and shops. A densely populated area and just no safety measures. What we were talking about yesterday was trying to get ramps in the village, a few ramps to try and slow traffic down and save a serious accident ready to happen. And we're hoping now that we're going to get more of these meetings, and we're going to have to put a ramp as well down there, or a crossing at the football pitch there as well. A lot of people, a lot of movement there, a lot of people crossing the road, and it's very dangerous.
Do you think the engineers, the fact that they went out to meet with yourselves there yesterday, do you think that they took your concerns very seriously?
They took them very seriously yesterday, I have to say now, and they're looking into it. And we're hoping now that this is going to go further and trying to get this issue solved once and for all. This has been taken up before, and it hasn't been done, but I think to have engineers and councillors on the ground and see what's happening, that is the way forward.
Weather night tonight will be mostly dry, clear and cold at first, with frost and icy patches returning. Cloud will increase overnight and outbreaks of rain will move in by morning. Some wintry falls will be possible, with lowest temperatures of -1 to +1 degree. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, three men have now been arrested, aged 17, 22 and 32, following a disturbance at a funeral in Strabane this morning. There was a heavy police presence in the town, and while no serious injuries have been reported, a significant number of dangerous weapons have been seized, including hatchets and Stanley knives. A man accused of the murder of Lyra McKee has been granted bail today at Derry Magistrates Court. 52-year-old Paul McIntyre of Kinnegal Park in Derry is also charged with possessing a weapon with intent to endanger life and professing to be or being a member of a proscribed organisation. Over 80,000 people in more than 40 countries have now been infected with COVID-19. The World Health Organization is warning countries that it would be a fatal mistake to assume it won't get any cases. And with more heavy rain forecast for this weekend, there are calls on immediate action to be taken to address flooding issues in the Finn Valley. Land in the area is said to be saturated for weeks now, with the main Lifford to Stranorla Road of particular concern, as a significant amount of water is gathering along the ridge. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notice is for this Thursday evening, February the 27th. The death has taken place of Nora O'Donnell Dunlue. Her remains will repose at the family home in Dunlue tomorrow from 12 noon. Funeral mass in the Sacred Heart Church Dunlue on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock and house private from after the rosary until 11 a.m. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu of desired to the patient's comfort fund, Lake House Nursing Home Dunfanaghy, care of any family member, or Ciar Norty, funeral director. The death has taken place of Eileen Kern, Strand Road, Maharagallan. Removal from Morty's funeral home, Derrybeg, this evening at 5:30, going to her late residence. Removal from there at 6:30 on Saturday evening, going to St Mary's Chapel, Derrybeg, to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. House private from after the rosary until 11 a.m. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu of desire to RSK Door, care of any family member, or Ciar Norty, funeral director. The death has occurred of Breege Wiggins, Derry na Mancha, Anna Gray. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral mass tomorrow afternoon in the Star of the Sea Church, Anna Gray, at 1 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. The death has occurred of Jim Campbell, Meanmore, Dunlow. Jim's remains will repose at McGlynn's funeral home tomorrow and Saturday evening from 5 o'clock, with rosary at 9 o'clock both nights. Funeral mass on Sunday at 12 noon in St Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in Mahari Cemetery. The death has occurred of Martha Duffy, Nate Connolly, 146 Ard O'Donnell, Letterkenny. Remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral requiem mass in St Junan's Cathedral on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. Family flowers only please, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice. Care Frank Bradley, funeral director. The death has occurred of Martin McDade, Birkenhead, Merseyside, England, formerly Ballyboot Temple, Clohan. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has occurred of Nora Harkin, Nae McAteer, formerly Kerry Keane, 47 Sylvian Park, Letterkenny. Nora's remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there tomorrow evening at 6:30, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, to repose overnight for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. Interment afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations of wish to Hillcrest House Residents Comfort Fund, Kev Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Mary Rose Gallagher, Ballycashel, Ardra. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there on Saturday afternoon at 12:30, going to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m, a rosary both nights at 10 o'clock. Donations, if desired, to Killybegs Community Hospital, care of Derek McCabe, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Michael McCallion, Kildare Muff. Michael's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral evening there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Patrick's Church, Ishgahin, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member, or Pat Kelly, Funeral Director. And the death has occurred of Lizzie Gallagher, McKelvey, Tully, Dunlow and formerly Brocca. Her remains are reposing at McGlynn's funeral home with rosary at 9 o'clock. Her remains will be removed to her late home tomorrow with wake starting at 3 o'clock for family and friends only. Requiem Mass on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in St Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in the old cemetery. Family time, please, from after the rosary, and strictly private on the morning of the funeral.